Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Feeling? I hope so. The whole idea of Christmas is sentiment, don't you think so, Jay? Sentimental.
All the sentimental stuff.
Is that redundant?
And the twinkly lights.
Yes, the twinkly on top of that twinkly tree with a star on top of it, no less. All right, sentimental sentiment is what we're sharing here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. It's tea time. Right? It's time for you at this time of year to indulge in ceremony. I was thinking as the celebration of Hanukkah begins and all of our traditional things at Christmas time, things that we celebrate every year, Thanksgiving, our birthdays, the things that involve ceremony, right? There are other things when people get awards, there's pomp and ceremony for that. People get elected to office and get installed. There's pomp and ceremony for that. But I just was thinking more about what you have in your own daily ceremony. Are there things in your life, like some people, having a cup of coffee every morning is a ceremony, right? They get up, brush their teeth, take a shower, go downstairs, put the coffee maker on, right? Drink coffee. That's a daily example of a daily ceremony. Maybe having moments to yourself, where you can think, just think about what's in your life, mm-hmm. think about your family. That could be a ceremony. There are people who take trips every year. Wedding ceremonies, certainly, but taking a trip on an anniversary, right? That's a ceremony. You know, the point I'm making here is that as we get into this time of year, ceremony is very important. But I also think that ceremony is important in the greater landscape of life, if you will. And it's like a good cup of tea. Drink it slowly. Take your time with it and understand what the ceremony means. Okay? That's all. Not this. This is, I don't know, maybe deep thinking for some, but
it's
not like finding your soulmate. But it's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're celebrating this season by giving away all of these Trans-Siberian Orchestra CDs and LPs. We're giving away a lot of them. The latest person to join this flock is Barbara Wilker, who is out in Lake Havasu. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. So Lake Havasu, KNTR, I've been on there for a long time. What do you do in Lake Havasu? Tell me you're the maintainer of the lake. I think that would be a great job, right?
I wish I was, but I am happily retired.
How are you? Uh-huh.
Yes.
What did you do before you retired?
I was a district sales manager for a major direct selling company.
Did you live in Lake Havasu when you were working, or did you retire to Lake Havasu?
I did. I was transferred out here from the Midwest, and mm-hmm. when I married my husband and found out he wanted to live in the Southwest, we said, well, what's stopping us? And basically
right.
it was my work, because I worked in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
And we just requested a transfer, and I got it. So we moved out here, and I worked out here for probably 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's like working on vacation.
You know, I'm just thinking that.
Beautiful.
I know. I've visited Lake Havasu a number of times and did station visitations and met folks that live there. And I remember the first time I drove through Lake Havasu, I'm looking around and thinking, this is in Arizona, Where am I? Well, I got into a different car. I went into a different place because it's that different there. It's really
totally
kind of a special
different.
Place. Yeah, it's a special place. So good for you, Barbara. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year with you and your family.
And thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I think we're having a good time with this, and we'll continue to have a good time. So I think you decided that you wanted a CD, right?
The CD is fine. I can play it in the car.
Right, okay, yes, you can. Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their music, and so you'll be automatically entered in this drawing. We keep getting more of these CDs and giving them away. It's a great way for me to engage, frankly, with people who listen to the program. It's a nice thing. This time of year is nice and warm, and I don't normally take calls, frankly. I just figure that people want to listen to us talking about stuff. It's like listening to music. You find some stuff that is interesting and you want to listen to it, that's cool. So listen to us talk about things that are going on, bring people up to date. But this is good. I'm enjoying having the conversation with all of you folks.
Yeah,
so you'll be
this.
Yeah, maybe we do. We'll set aside a time every day we talk to people about stuff. Anyway,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea. Because we enjoy your time on the air.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I've been down in that neck of the woods for quite a long time. So it's nice to be able to connect. So we'll put you in the drawing for the stereo turntable from Audio Technica that'll take place whenever we've dispatched. James, how many of these things have we given away now? We must be getting close to
the CD,
the end of the
I
line.
Believe. We've given around 15, 16?
That way? Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
The LPs, too.
Wonderful.
All right. So we'll see what happens either the later, probably not this week. I'll probably do it next week. Barbara, again, have a wonderful holiday season. Nice to talk with you, and enjoy your husband and your family. All right, folks. It's 13 past the hour. That's the Good Day program. Yeah, we have a few more of these. Matter of fact, we've got a couple of calls that are kind of cute that I'll share with you as we move on. One of the things that people are talking about today, Jay, is this potential ban on menthol cigarettes. I'm for banning all cigarettes. I'm for banning all tobacco products. I'm for banning marijuana, and I just think it's all bad for you, even though people say, well, you hypocrite, you're going to put a marijuana grow on your farm. Yeah, I was, because it was a quick way for me to pay off the mortgage, but it didn't happen, and I'm just happy. And the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. It wasn't the right thing for me to do, and even though I got the permits to do it, I didn't really ever want to do it, other than collect the check that would have paid off the mortgage. That was it. So now we have this ban on menthol cigarettes that's been proposed by the Bidenites, and it was supposed to take, it was supposed to be this right the first of the year, but as usual, Big Tobacco is in there with their lobbyists, and they are arguing, listen to this, this is why you don't ban menthol cigarettes, because more blacks smoke menthol cigarettes than whites, and this is discrimination. Who the hell thinks like this? Seriously. Right? That's what the tobacco companies are arguing, that a ban on menthol cigarettes unfairly targets black smokers.
What is the difference that makes menthol cigarettes worse than
the filters that are on them are filled with some kind of the filters have something that makes the cigarettes taste like menthol, like when you have a cough drop, right? This is going to taste like a cough drop. And so for whatever the reason, yeah, I can remember seeing a lot of black people who smoking these menthol cigarettes. And so is that, why do they smoke them? I don't know. I never asked anybody. I find whenever I'm around, I go away from people who smoke because I don't want to be around people who smoke. I don't want to be around the smoke. I'd be happy to have the people around, but I don't want to be around the smoke. I'm extraordinarily allergic to it, and it has to do with my mother's demise. Smoking, what did she smoke? Kent cigarettes. Awful. Ugh. Garbage. Just disgusting. I look at the stuff in an ashtray and think, plus the fact that people who drive and they throw the damn butt out the window, who the hell do you think you are?
When you're behind somebody who's smoking
in a
drive-thru or something. Right. Do you remember? Well, okay, so I'm sure you remember being able to smoke on flights. I don't remember those days, but I remember
the first flight I was on.
You would say smoking or non-smoking section, and it was just like a plexiglass that didn't even go all the way up to the ceiling. If you were sitting,
it was like the COVID glass joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Yep. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of people who have joined. I find this quite amusing, actually, and enlightening. So the Biden folks wanted to ban menthol cigarettes. Well, why don't they ban them all? Menthol, but it's proven. The folks that are in the Food and Drug Administration say, look at this is what happens. And, yeah, it's a good convincing argument. So the rulemaking was done. They sent it to the White House. And then and they were pretty close to the finish line, actually. But then some of the civil rights groups and the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Executives and Al Sharpton and his bunch of BSers, they warned the White House against the plan, suggesting that regulatory crackdown on this will hurt Joe Biden's chances for reelection with black voters. Wow. Huh? Really? Apparently, that was the argument that won the day. It's discriminatory. Black voters who smoke won't vote for Joe Biden. Now, there's a category of people that you never thought there would be a poll of black voters who smoke menthol cigarettes. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, why is there not enough of a focus on these menthol cigarettes, the brands and the companies who were significantly targeting black communities with specific kinds of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. That's the clearest picture of this. How do you think it started in the first place? They're targeting. It's like the nicotine they put in to get everybody hooked on it. This is something that was specially done for whatever reason. The research was done, and they found that this menthol flavoring was attractive to black people who smoke. What an outrage.
Targeting kids with, the fruity flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
The e-cigarettes.
This is outrageous, frankly, when you put it together. Yolanda Richardson, who's president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says that 45,000 black people die from smoking every year. Yeah, okay, so why not stop? Educate people as to why they shouldn't be smoking any kind of cigarette. Man, this is, what a story that is, huh? 18 after the hour, and good day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes, or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Hi, This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Past the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And among the great radio stations that carry the countdown every week, KQEW in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and in Little Rock, KARV at 610 a.m. carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show for a number of years. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, thank you for your participation and attention to our discussion of the stories of the week and the people who are on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts published at talkers.com every week and gooddayshow.com. Shall we stick with Israel for a second, Michael? Number three story, the war and what Israel is doing. Because of the criticism through the week, it appears that Israel has designated a safe zone in Gaza so that the aid groups can go in and offer some relief. Of course, the people who don't like what's going on, depending on the side you're on, say it's not enough, and other people say we're giving them the benefit of the doubt, and we're at war, and yada, yada, yada. It's really, the thing that you were addressing before, which probably needs a little bit more time, is how complicated all of this is in an age where there are A, so many people on the planet, B, there's so much, because there are so many people on the planet, there's so much discord, and there is so much disinformation because there are so many people. It's like a circus, like a vicious circle. Mm-hmm. So many people have the wrong information or want you to have the wrong information on their behalf the Israelis doing a good thing, or they're doing a bad thing. It's a bad thing that they're at war, the poor Palestinian. You know, it's ay, ay, ay.
Well, they're doing a bad thing for a good reason, but it's still a bad thing. But they have a good reason for it. I mean, we have to maintain an understanding of the conundrum we face being human, that we're a warlike species. We believe in the rights of the individual. We believe in the rights of sovereignty. We believe in certain rules, basically to create peace. But what do you do when others defy those rules? What do you do when others, you know, encroach upon your territory and try to hurt you? Then you have to resort to doing things that are against your nature, and you have to fight or be destroyed. And we are faced constantly with having to do things that we don't want to do in order to survive. The idea of, you know, just lay down your arms and be peaceful, it doesn't work historically. Now, in terms of misinformation, you know the word propaganda has been around since the beginning of communication.
Sure.
The Nazis engaged in it, propaganda. So social media does not create propaganda. What social media and the heightened media that we have here in this new era has done is it has amplified propaganda. It has individualized it. Not only do we propagandize on a mass level in mass media, one to the many, we propagandize each other. We send each other information that is faulty, and it goes back to the other thing I said, trying to please your audience, whether your audience is the members of your family at the Thanksgiving table, or your audience is your circle of friends, or you're in the media and you're trying to package a program or a newspaper or a television channel to fill a niche and to sell advertising.
All right, so let's. We only have a few seconds here, so I wanted to dig into Hannity's Trump town hall, which is number two this week on the story list from talkers. Whether he's trying to reestablish, that is, Sean, his relationship in the public's eye with Trump. Is that part of what's going on here, do you think?
I'm not sure what you meant, so we should save that.
Hold on for a second. Yeah. Right. All right. Hold on. More. Another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown show coming up. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Hannah Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
tight, hold me tight.
I got the wrong chorus. The wrong verse. You got the point, though. It is so cold here this morning where I am in New England.
How cold is it?
Wait, what's that game show again? Alec Baldwin hosted a remake of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's got the long pencil microphone. It was originally hosted by... Bud Collier, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that now I want to... Yes, Match Game. It was Match Game.
right? Match game. Name that tune. I'm doing all those silly things. Okay, this is the time of year when we feel like giving things away. That's why I did this. I said yes to this Trans-Siberian Orchestra thing, because it's not the fact that we're giving away. It's the fact that we can share, like, another commonality. The things that I like to do through this radio program, and frankly through my life, is bring people together. And folks are interested in listening to the other people who listen to the program. Who are we like the other folks that listen to the program? What is there in common? What do we have, the men and women who listen to the program? So that's why I try to extract a little bit out of everybody who calls that we talk to. And then there are those people who, you know, because the line is available 24 hours a day, they dial 855-999-3684, and they get through and they leave a message like, I want to win one of those Trans-Siberian. How do I do that? All right, well, you do it the way you did it. So if you feel like when we're not on the air, we still have, I think we have four or five of these things to give away, and then we're going to give away the... And what most people are interested in, they like the music, but they want that turntable. So you get a chance at that.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is worth a lot of money, hundreds of dollars. So at any rate, 855-999-DOUG. Here are a couple of examples of people who have called and said, please, oh, please, please, please. So, yes, you'll be rewarded for taking the time to call and get one of the CDs. Here are a couple of examples of calls we've gotten.
I'm calling in to request one of the CDs for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. My name is Jeff Papama. I enjoy listening to you in the morning on my way to work. And while you're talking about sunny weather out west, we're experiencing nice cold weather up here in northern Minnesota. We're almost to the border, north of Duluth. So thank you very much.
All right. You got another one there, James, I think?
Calling to get a free CD, but I did see the Moody Blues in 1970, and they were awfully awesome. So if I could get the CD, give me a call, and my name is Barbara Clue. Thank you.
All right, Barbara. You're welcome. You know what? I think she'd rather have a CD of the Moody Blues, and frankly, so would I. But we were talking about... Folks didn't hear the conversation yesterday. The passing of Denny Lane brought up a lot of memories about the Moody Blues and who were the original members. As it turned out, Justin Hayward didn't join until they were about a year or so old. All the original members of the Moody Blues are now dead. And so it's just John Lodge and Justin Hayward that are still alive. And they joined in. I think when, I've forgotten who joined and what the rec, you know, I don't remember, but Justin quickly became the leader because he was the best songwriter. At any rate, that's the scoop on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we've given a couple of more of those away, and you can take a shot at calling now if you want to, or later on, because we'll be done with this fairly quickly. And so you'll have to go somewhere else to get a present for some. Maybe this is a present that you're getting for yourself. Or you can send it to somebody. I was looking at the stats, Jay, from the Postal Service. Expect that the mail delivery folks will handle more than 11 billion pieces of mail and packages from now until Christmas. 11 billion. Now, that's not FedEx. That's not Amazon. That's not UPS. That's not, what's the yellow van, DXL or something? That's
DXL. Just, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the mail, the United States Postal Service. So what they are saying, the reason I'm bringing this up now, is because the deadline to make sure that the stuff gets there by Christmas Day is Friday. All right, that seems kind of early, doesn't it? Isn't it the Friday? What's Friday? It's the 8th, I think. All right, that's, come on, that can't be that. Can't be that bad. I sent something through FedEx the other day. And this is what's so crazy. If you want to send a package in the mail, you know, a lot of people take shots at the post office. I certainly have taken my share of shots over the years when they lose mail or, you know, something foolish happens. But think about what you get these days. What is it, 43 cents? How much is a stamp? 45 cents, 43 cents, 48, something like that.
So you, I think it depends if you get the normal stamp or the, what is it, the forever stamp?
I have the forever ones, but they run. I don't buy enough of them, so I have to keep going back And I mail, I send checks and pay my bills that way. I don't do the, everybody, remember Rich McFadden used to give me a hard time because I wouldn't use that automatic thing. And one of the reasons I stopped using it was because he got his hacked somehow. And it's too easy. No. Put a stamp on an envelope and mail a check. Anyway, in looking at how much it cost, I had to send an overnight to somebody in California the other day. And the cheapest was $13. And depending on what time of day you wanted it delivered, it was $28. For one, this was an envelope that I put into one of the FedEx envelopes, and it was $13 for something you can get from the United States Postal Service. Well, you can't get overnight, but this was a two-day delivery. I think that's what I said, a two- or three-day delivery. Anyway, it was like 10, 12 times more expensive than the Postal Service. Again, people complain, and there's good reason sometimes, but when you look at value and reliability, it still looks to me like the Postal Service is the best of all of the, of all of the options. At any rate, I am happy to pass along that so that it is a warning. Let's see, what else did I... Oh, you know what else I saw? I probably should have put this in the social media. How many people use Wikipedia? How many people do you think use that? It's a valuable resource.
Yeah, I think a lot, whether you need to or not, because whenever you are typing in something for a definition, Wikipedia, or you're trying to get more information on something, Wikipedia is typically the first one that pops up. So yeah. I think maybe 98% of people use it.
84 billion views this year.
Totally believe it.
84 billion views to Wikipedia. I have my own Wikipedia page. I didn't even know that I had a Wikipedia page until somebody told me. And I looked at it and said, where'd they get the information? And I was never sure, how are those pages created? Who does that? I didn't do it. Nobody I know did it. It just showed up one day. Rather strange.
Well, somebody did it, but that's how you know made it. You've made it once you have a Wikipedia page.
Is that the way you know you made it? All right. Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I don't, no.
Uh-oh. We have to take care of that. Get on to that.
I don't.
Does your father have one? Bet your father has
one. He does not, no.
He doesn't have one either?
Oh, blasphemous, right?
Rarified group here that I'm in. Yes, right, exactly. All right, James, who's next that wants to get a CD? Let's have a quick call. From somebody someplace. I think this lady's in New York State somewhere.
She's in Jonestown. Hi. It's Annie Refew.
I think he's vying to be an announcer on a TV game show. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, it is.
Doesn't it sound like when he does that?
He's totally crushing it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting.
Yeah, right. All right, Annie. Hello. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, Doug. I'm so glad to talk to you. I've been a listener for years. I love your show. I love your references to the past when you just said you were a child of World War II. I was born in 1942, but I love your references to the past, things like Howdy Doody and When Life Was Good.
Well, life is good today, but it's a different kind of good, and you have to be more selective as to how you choose the good. Maybe that's it. From our experiences, we've all lived a long life. We've experienced good things and bad things. And now, at this point, I think we can pick and choose. And I don't think that's an age thing, actually. I think anybody, any age, people Jay's age, people James' age, it's up to you to pick and choose what you want to believe, what you want to think, what you want to experience. That's up to you. You can be in muck and mire if you like. You can let the news disturb your day or ruin your day or not. Make a choice. And I think that's what I think that people might... I mean, there's plenty of stuff around and has been all through our lives that's been pretty crappy, from the Vietnam War, John F. Kennedy getting killed, you name it, all this stuff. And it didn't destroy us. It made us think. It made us do things differently. And I think today there's some of that, but the social media aspects of what, comes of some of these events, I think, is just that's what taints things a little. Anyway.
But, Doug, remember, we are the children of the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw pointed out years ago, and we still have that grit. And I don't know if the coming generations have our grit. I think we're a pretty tough bunch of people.
I think we have our tough side. I think we have our soft side. I think we have our understanding side because we had to figure it out on our own. That's the difference. The young people, I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but people who depend on, it isn't just age stuff, but the people who depend on all this technology and the social media, they are doing themselves a disservice because it doesn't answer the spirit of inquisitiveness that is a part of the human psyche. You just, everything's at your fingertips. And
I absolutely agree with you, but I must say, I love your conversation. I love your political views that are really not political, and I quote you all the time because some of my friends don't know who you are. I call you the morning. My morning guy says he's going to vote for Kennedy. And, of course, they all hop up and down. And I said, but you got to listen to his reasons. And I don't know. I just like your views on everything. I tend to be very agreeable with you. I don't know if it's an age thing or I just think you're very well-versed. Now, you were talking about knowing people that knew Norman Lear. I was not a big fan of his sitcoms because I thought they were very rude. And I don't know, I grew up in a household where my father was kind of a blowhard and and took shots at everybody. And I just didn't grow up that way. I'm very much a pacifist, and I'm very much someone who tries to get along with everyone. And I'm not a Pollyanna, but, you know, I think that stuff was a little over the top for me. But anyway, and I love Adam Sandler's Hanukkah thing he played.
That's a lot of fun.
The creativity of these men is wonderful, but I was a little bit, not really offended, but just kind of crinkly with him. But anyway.
Got it. All right, I got to go. I'm glad to have you on the program and listen to the program. Hold on a second. James gets more info. Happy, just have a wonderful, happy rest of the year for you and your family there, Annie. It's 48 after the hour. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. It's that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Moderately painful. That's 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program. We have the pleasure of Chuck Curry's company to talk about movies that are coming out this weekend, and we also will be curious about why we're playing this music, Charles.
This day in TV history, Doug, Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on CBS December 8th, 1965. A perennial favorite. Very simple cartoon that really radiated with a mass audience. Always gets a big audience when it airs on CBS yearly. I think the last few years, though, it went to a streaming service and has not, maybe last year, but these couple years before, it aired on a streaming service and not the network, which is, I think, a shame.
Is it un-American to say that I think those shows are awful? No, awful. They're just boring.
Really? Let me ask you a question. What do you like? Okay, Frosty the Snowman. Do you like that one?
I liked it when I saw it as a child. Yes.
Yeah. Frosty so you're the like you've grown into an old bearded guy and you don't like this stuff. Is that what you're saying? Tell the audience. Be honest.
Right. I've grown into an old, bitter guy. Yes, that's...
Tell me how to avoid that path. I'll do everything.
I know, right. Well, you just have to stick around and don't do what I say. What is the expression? As I do as I say.
I got you.
Did you see the shift? I know you interviewed...
I did not yet.
One of the stars. I'm trying to figure out whether I want to go see it or not. I looked at the trailer... And I can't really, it's maybe a little weird for me. Am I right on that, do you think?
Well, listen, it is definitely, you know, it's interesting because when I asked him a question about faith-based movies, because that was my game plan and how Angel Studios works, how all this stuff works, what is the market for these films, and they do have a sizable market for faith-based movies, and this...
Yeah.
and the Studio Angel Studios, which released The Sound of Freedom, has specialized in grassroots marketing, meaning they're not spending PNR, which is advertising dollars on radio and television. They're doing it grassroots through churches and also social media. So, you know, all the money they make from theaters goes into their bank account. It's not a lot of PNR marketing dollars. So it's a $7 million production. It's done about $7 million in business. It should play through the hollies. It'll be profitable ultimately.
All right. So let me ask you,
Whether
you think, like Neil McDonough, you interviewed him. Did you get from him, like with Cavill, he's sort of lives the life that
I get the feeling
Christian
he does
life.
Also. No, I do.
McDonough?
I get the feeling.
Okay.
Listen, there's a story about Neil McDonough I didn't talk about, but I think it was 2010, he was on the set of a film, and they wanted him to do a love scene or kissing scene with another actress, and he said, I cannot do it, I won't do it, because I'm a devout Catholic and I'm married. And he wound up getting blackballed for a couple of years in the industry, which is absurd and ridiculous. But, yeah, he's a devout Catholic.
He's very recognizable.
I thought he was a great guy.
Yeah, you see him everywhere. He's in all kinds of
Yellowstone and suits. And he played the villain in Walking Tall with Winch. He's played the villain. He plays a great villain.
He's been playing villains a lot lately. Yes, he has been. All right, speaking of villains, this movie Silent Night, which is another one of his, so much creepy stuff around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh, yucca. I looked at the trailer for that, and I don't like all the
you know why they call it Silent Night? Because there's almost no dialogue in the movie. The hero of the film gets shot in the throat in the beginning. He doesn't speak. It's a revenge vigilante movie, and there's almost no dialogue throughout the entire film. It only
did the Keanu Reeves movies.
Those movies are business.
You know what's coming back? Here's something to look forward to. Love Actually is in theaters, I think, this weekend. I'm going to go see that.
And so is Die Hard. Disney 20th Century Fox re-released Die Hard into a bunch of theaters this weekend. You know, that is a great Christmas movie, Doug. Let's just tell it like it is.
Well, Love Actually will be on TV, but it's just...
Yeah, and I love Love Actually. I think, you know, some people... There's a lot of articles always written about Love Actually, how politically incorrect it is, and it makes some people feel uncomfortable.
Get lost.
But it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it really is. It's so wonderful, so warm, great stories.
Like your personality.
So many great stories. Yeah. All right. So we'll have our usual box office totals on Monday. See what the weekend did. Hi, Chucker. Thank you. Talk to you on Monday. Yes, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Isn't it interesting how that works? 59 after.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.